This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon all and welcome along to today's edition of Band Concert here on Plains FM. On today's show, I'll be again making use of some fantastic recordings from the YouTube channel of Drone Chorus, who was at last weekend's UK Championships, which were held in Stormont, Northern Ireland. We'll have a rundown of the results from the Grade 1 competition, which was a March Dress Band Reel event this time, as opposed to medleys that were at the British Champs back in May. First, however, we'll have a listen to a medley performance from the Juvenile Grade, and this is Dollar Academy. solid performance from Dollar Academy there. But despite getting firsts from both piping judges, they couldn't back up from their success at the British Championships, as George Watson's College took the title on ensemble preference after getting firsts from both the drumming and ensemble judges. So with both bands getting second placings in the other respective disciplines, they were both tied on 6 points, so it was the tiebreaker on ensemble preference that gave the UK Championship to George Watson's. It was also a good opportunity for our own juvenile entry, St Andrew's College, who'll be going to the Worlds in August, to get an idea of exactly what they'll be up against at that time, as the juvenile event will be a medley contest at the World Championships. Anyway, on to the Grade 1 performances. And first off, it was interesting to see that there was another Canadian entry at one of the early season RSPBA majors. And this time it was Delco Triumph Street from Vancouver in British Columbia, who were entered along with 15 UK and Ireland-based bands. And of course, nowadays, with the makeup of Triumph Street, they have a significant portion of the band based in the UK, so it's not as logistically or financially difficult to arrange as it was maybe in the past. And with a solid mid-table placing of 9th at the UK Championships, they'll probably be relatively happy with that, I imagine. So here they are with the tunes Balmoral Highlanders, Dora McLeod and John Morrison. We'll be right back. Okay, and on to the top end of the grade now, and still neither Field Marshal Montgomery or Inverary have got a win so far in the first two majors of the season. Inverary again were runners-up, as they were at the British Championships, this time to an impressive St Lawrence O'Toole from Dublin, who also won out the Best Drum Corps prize as well. Field Marshal were in third place, with British champions Scottish Power having to settle for fourth. Fife Police continued their rise to round out the top six, along with Shots and Dykehead. So let's have a listen now to the champions, and this is Pipe Major Alan Tully and leading drummer Stephen Crichton with the St Lawrence Pipe Band.
Thank you.
Great stuff from the band affectionately known as Slot. That's St Lawrence O'Toole from Dublin in Ireland. And again, further indications that the top end of Grade 1 is certainly going to be difficult to pick this year. At the other end of the grade, it's a bit of a trial by fire for some of the newer entrants into the Grade 1 arena, not least of which is Lohmann and Clyde. But it's fantastic to have them, along with others such as Denny and Dunipace, Johnston and Glasgow Sky, who perhaps not as well known, and all these bands making the step over the last, making the step up over the last season or so. I've got a recording of Lohmann and Clyde now, with their debut from the British Champs in Paisley, held back in May. So let's sit back and have a listen to that now. Welcome back to Band Concert here on Plains FM, where we're sampling some tracks from the UK Championships that were held in Stormont, Northern Ireland last weekend. That was a wee double shot there, so we followed up the medley from Loman and Clive, which was actually from the British Championships back in May, with the Fife Police Pipe Band in their fifth place effort on their March Dress Band Reel in the Grade 1 event, featuring, you might have heard there, a couple of tunes. Tyler Castle was the Stress Bay and John Morrison was the Reel, and they followed on from LAK as the March, Lord Alexander Kennedy. In local news, the McAlpine's North Canterbury Pipe Band is going to be celebrating its 90th anniversary this year, which is certainly a fantastic achievement, and there will be a celebration to mark the occasion on the weekend of the 6th and 7th of October. So on October 6th, there will be an open afternoon at the Band Hall in Rangiora, and then a luncheon at the RSA on the 7th. Former members can contact the band through the Secretary Claire Ross on 021-022-06298, so that's Claire's number there, 021-022-06298, or you can email them on mcalpinespb@extra.co.nz. So just a spelling of McAlpines is mcalpinespb@extra.co.nz, so should be certainly a fantastic occasion come October. And I also understand that the Celtic Pipe Band up in Nelson held its 10th annual Ceilidh Night over the last week, I think it was. So certainly it's good to hear that things are still happening over the chilly winter months around the scene. So back to the music now. And we've nearly finished off our time on today, on the Sunday afternoon, with the sampling of the UK champs. And we're going to have a listen now to finish off with the sixth place band from that Grade 1 event, which was Shots and Dykehead. Now starting off with the tune Clan McRae Society. I'll be back again in a fortnight's time, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon listening here on Plains FM.